Well, I'd call him a rector.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to a priest or... Some people in the Episcopalian Church, I know, call them priests and some call them ministers.
Some of them call them father, so-and-so. I generally don't do that. I'd call them by their first name, or I wouldn't, if necessary, I'd say father so-and-so, but I normally don't do that.
Okay. Now, your names for your parents, what did you call your parents growing up?
Mother and dad.
Mm-hmm. And what about your grandparents? Did you know your grandparents?
Well, grandmother, and I knew grandparents, three of my four grandparents, but two of them died when I was 8 or 9 years old, and I just remember, I presumed I called them grandmother, grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can say that parents bring up their children, or they do what? Another word for bring up is?
Well, parents in my youth, we didn't question them. We just did what we were told to do.
Mm-hmm.
And my father told me that I was to attend New Mexico Military Institute after I finished high school,
mm-hmm.
and that after that I could go to any college or university I wanted to that I could get into, mm-hmm. but there was never any question what I was going to do,
mm-hmm.
and there was never any argument. I wanted to go earlier, and he said, no, the most important years of your life are your high school years, and I want you to spend them at home with me.
Oh, uh-huh.
I mean, that was his, and uh-huh. I wanted to go. They had high school there also, and I wanted to go in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, nope.
So he brought you up in a certain way.
Yes, well, there was a fair discipline in the household.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, some of these questions are... just to sort of get you to say certain words, or give me a word.
Sure, sure.
Is there another word for brought up that you know?
Raising a child.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sure, and if your features were similar to your father's, how would you say that?
I resembled my father.
Okay. When a woman is ready to have her baby, she usually goes to the
obstetrician.
Where does she go to have the baby? The place that she goes to is
to a hospital.
Uh huh. And if she doesn't go to a hospital, there's a woman who helps with the birth.
What is that called? Not a nurse practitioner, but a midwife.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Have you ever heard a midwife called a granny woman?
No.
Okay.
I may have heard it in a play or something uh-huh. like that, but uh-huh. not in any situation personally. Never have heard it.
Okay. Now, when a man and a woman want to spend the rest of their lives together, they get...
married.
Mm-hmm, and the woman becomes the man's...
wife.
Mm-hmm. And the man is the woman's...
husband.
Uh-huh. And they get married in the...
church.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yes.
Now, the rector would preach a...
sermon or mm-hmm. a homily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we pray to...
God.
And do you know the first four books of the New Testament?